We are in Simin Shin Chav Ches, Nalachas of Refuah. We're up to Sif Yud Zayin. We'll be doing through Yud Tes. Cholish and Nofal Machmas Cholio Lemishkov, Vein Bol Sakana. Someone who is bedridden, but there's no danger to life. This is the class that's called Cholish Ein Bol Sakana. Unlike Mechush, where we don't recognize him as a chol altogether, and on the contrary, Chazal said that he could not even do things that would otherwise be permitted. Simply doing something for your health falls under the gzeiris refuah otu shchika samamanim. Not so in the case of a cholish ein bol sakana, where for him they allowed you to actually break certain halachas, because b'makom choli lo gozer. We're going to see just what they are. The Ramah adds something to the definition of a cholish ein bol sakana. Hago o sheyesh lo mechush shemitztayer. This could also include somebody who's in pain and his whole body is just doesn't feel right, even though the man is walking around. You know, there are situations where a person is not well, but he's not bedridden. If he'd be able to make himself feel better by getting into bed, he would, but it won't help him. So if someone is in a lot of pain, or just totally does not feel that he's functioning normally, even though he's walking around, he's still considered a chola. A mechush means something's bothering me. A chola means I am not functioning. So what are you allowed to do? So the first halacha everyone agrees to, that's Beferish Gemara. Omrim lein Yehudi lasos lo refuah. You are allowed to ask a non-Jew to do any refuah for him, or any of his needs that will make a difference to his state of health, even to the extent of cooking on Shabbos. So halachi is you can ask a non-Jew even to do an issa daraisa for him. So as a rule, cholish ein bol sakana, b'mokom choli, Chazal did not make the issur of amira l'nachri. You're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do malacha for you. Aval ein mechalan alav is a Shabbos b'issur daraisa, afilu yesh bol sakana sever. You cannot break a daraisa even if one of his limbs is in danger. The reason being that you cannot break a daraisa unless it's sakanas nefashis. Now we get to the question of how about the rabbanans. So here there are four different opinions brought in the Mechaber. Ulachalov Yisrael be'isad rabbanon biyadayim. Yesh matirim, there's one daya in the Rambam, afilu ein bol sakana sever. There's one daya that says, b'makom choli lo gozru, all isurim drabbanon are mutter for him. V'yesh omrim, shem yesh bol sakana sever osim, v'im ein bol sakana sever ein osim. The second daya, this is the Shitas Aran, is that in Sakonis Aver, all Drabbanans are Mutter, but without Sakonis Aver, Chazal were not Matir. The Yeshomim, the third Shita, which is the Ramban, and we will soon see that the Mechaber and Ramah both go by this, Shin Ein Bo Sakonis Aver, Osin B'Shinui. Vim Yesh Bo Sakonis Aver, Osin B'Lo Shinui. That as far as Isurim Drabbanan go, they are Mutter, but unless there's Sakonah to a limb, you could only do a Drabbanan Al Yedei Shinui. The Yesh Omrim, Afilu Yesh Bo Sakana Sever, this is another Rambam, Einosin Lo Dover Shu Nismach La Malacha Doraisa. Udvarim Sheimem Smach Malacha Osin Afilu Ein Bo Sakana Sever. They are mechalik between two kinds of Drabonans. A Drabonan that is a Gzeira Otua Doraisa, that is Osir unless it's Sakana Sever. A Drabonan that was Stama, a Drabonan that they made, that will be Mutter even if it is not Sakana Sever. V'divrei Asvara Hashlishis Nirin, the Mechaber is paskening like the Ramban. Therefore, for a cholish she'ein bo sakana, someone who is either bedridden or just dysfunctional, at that point, midrabbanon, he is allowed to break Shabbos al yedei shinui, if there is no sakana saver, and if there is a sakana saver, if there is danger to permanent damage in a limb, there he doesn't even need a shinui. Now, the Mishnah Brura takes for granted that this din of Shinui is referring to a Malacha Darabonim. Means, according to the Mishnah Brura, you cannot do a Malacha Darais al Yedei Shinui when there is no Sakana Sever, when there is Sakana Sever. In either case, you can only do a Darabonim for the sake of a Cholesh Ein Bol Sakana where there is Sakana Sever. And if there's no Sakana Sever, you have to do that Darabonim al Yedei Shinui. A Darais al Yedei Shinui, he does not discuss here at all. The Ramban, if you look at the Ramban inside in the Torah HaOdom, the Ramban actually says beferish that a Doraisa al Yedei Shinui is more lax than every other Doraisa, and that is mutter even for a cholish she'ein bo sakana without sakana sever. The Mishnah Brura, however, paskens not like that. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav quotes the Torah Ha'odam of the Ramban and Paskins that way. The Poskim, if you look around, they say that if the person is really in pain, he can rely on the Ramban Shita. So, whether or not there is Sakana Zaver, you're allowed to, for Chol Hashem Bal Sakana, you're allowed to do a Drabonin Al Yedei Shinui. If the person's in a lot of pain, you can even do a Doraisa Al Yedei Shinui. A Drabonin Shalo Al Yedei Shinui is only mutter if there's a danger of permanent damage to a limb. Hagos, says the Ramon now, Mutter Loma Le'ini Yehudi Lasos Tafshel Lekotin Shein Lo Malechol. If you have a small child that doesn't really have any cooked food, you are allowed to ask a non-Jew to cook for him. Why is that? The stam tzarchi cotton kechol l'shem bo sakana, dummy. Because a cotton is considered a chol l'shem bo sakana. What happens if he refuses to eat unless his mother feeds him? His mother could feed him. The chiddush is, even if the food was muktza, the non-Jew cooked something that is muktza, the mother can still give it to him. Some say that you must have a shinui. You have to be careful if the non-Jew is cooking that you not put the food into the pot, even if the non-Jew didn't yet turn on the fire, because there's an isidra banan in that. V'chol shos olas la'idei Yisrael, afil la'idei achol ba'atzma olasa. Anything that's usur to do for the chola, he couldn't do himself either. Avakashos olo eni Yehudi, when you have a non-Jew doing malacha for him, mutur l'chola l'sayeo k'tzas, l'misayeim bo mamish. The halachi is that if you're just helping him along, that's Mesayev Ein Bo Mamish. The Mishtabur previously mentioned the Taz, who is Machmir. As far as Amir al-Akum is concerned, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do even a Doraisa for a Chol Hashem Bo Sakana. How about a Mechush, someone that Lahalacha is not considered a Chola? Someone that Lahalacha is uncomfortable. He cannot ask a non-Jew to do a Malacha Doraisa for him, only a Malacha Darabonon. Because that would be a Shvus to Shvus B'makom Tzar, if he has pain. Sif Yudches, Heikiz Dam V'Nitzdanim, someone that did bloodletting and feels cold, Osim Lo Madura Filibit Kufas Tamos. So this is a halach of anyone that's especially weak. He just underwent surgery, underwent some procedure, and he feels very weak, and now he's cold. So we say that there's real danger that from the chill he can catch all sorts of things, and therefore you're allowed to break a Daraisa, so you can light a fire for him. That is only if there are no non-Jews around. If there's a non-Jew around, let him light the fire. Yutes cholish embo sakana mutar bibishule in Yehudim. The halachi is that Chazal did not make the isser of bishul akum for a chola, but makam choli lo gazru. Memele, it's heter gomer, and he can make a bracha on it. But they were only matar this on Shabbos. During the week where a Jew's available to cook, they were not matar this. What's with his kalim? So the Mishtabur brings down that the kalim, although there's a machlokas in bishul akum, whether or not they need kashering, the mishtaburi here is machmir, that the kalim do need kashering. What if they are ceramic and cannot be kashered? Here you can kasher them with doing hagolah three times. Some say that there's no need for hechsher, and if somebody wants to rely on it in a case where they cooked for a chola on Shabbos, the mishtaburi says lo hifsid. He hasn't lost anything by it.